In once again, this past week's parsha, we have at the end of the parsha, we have the Nesiim. Every Nasi brought a korban starting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This was for the inauguration of the Mishkan. The Nasi of each Shevet brought a korban. Now, ordinarily, on Shabbos, one cannot bring a private individual korban. The only korbanas that are usually brought on Shabbos is a korban tzibur, which is a communal korban. Korban yochid cannot be brought. The only exception that we know of is here by the Nesiim, where Hashem said to Moshe that for the next 12 days, beginning on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, each Nasi, the Nasi of each Shevet, should bring his korban. And by Yom HaShvi, on the seventh day, which is Shabbos, right, the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan that year was on Sunday, as Rashi tells us in the beginning of Parsha Shmini. By Yom HaShvi, which is Shabbos, Nasi the Vnei Ephraim is the Nasi of the Shevet of Ephraim, and that was Elishama ben Amihud. Now, the very interesting medrash on this pasuk. I will read it to you. The medrash says, "Medaber b'Yosef, shehu higdim v'shimeres haShabbos ashlei nitna." That this pasuk is referring to Yosef, who proceeded to observe Shabbos before it was given. And the Medrash brings a pasuk in Parshas Miketz. It says, "V'tavoyach tevach v'hachin." He slaughtered a slaughtering and he prepared. This pasuk is written when Yosef's brothers came back to him to Mitzrayim for the second time, not knowing who he was. He prepared a meal for them at his house. It says, "V'tavoyach tevach v'hachin." He slaughtered a slaughtering and he prepared. Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, Erev Shabbos Haisa, it was Erev Shabbos then. Ve'ein Hachein Elo LeShabbos. There is no, whenever it says the word Hachein, which is preparation, that means preparation for Shabbos. Shenemar, as we find elsewhere, Vahoyu Vayoyim HaShishi Ve'echinu, it shall be on the sixth day and they shall prepare. So we find that Yosef observed Shabbos before it was given. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said, Yosef, you observe Shabbos before it was given. I swear to you, I will pay you back by your descendants. He will bring his korban on Shabbos, where we do not find anywhere else that a individual was able to bring a korban on Shabbos. So, the Medrash is telling us that the reason why Shevet Ephraim, which is comes from Yosef, brought their individual korban on Shabbos was a reward for Yosef observing Shabbos back in Mitzrayim before Shabbos was given. Now we need to understand numerous things. Number one is the Medrash telling us that Yosef's brothers did not observe Shabbos. We know that entire Klal Yisrael observed Shabbos in Mitzrayim before it was given. So one would only assume that all of Klal Yisrael accepted this, that this was their tradition from their forefathers. So if all of the brothers observed Shabbos, why was only Yosef rewarded that his Shevet was the one to bring the korban on Shabbos? Secondly, if you look into this week's parsha, on the eighth day, which is Sunday, Menashe brought his korban. So Menashe is also a descendant of Yosef. Why was Ephraim chosen to be the one to bring the korban on Shabbos and not Menashe? Thirdly, how is this a reward for the observance of Shabbos. Yosef, because you observed Shabbos, therefore your descendant will desecrate Shabbos. How does that make any sense? There's a pasuk in Tehillim, actually two pasukim in Tehillim that I'd like to focus on. It's in Kapitel Samach Beis. The pasuk says, Achas diber alekim, shtayim zu shamati, ki oiz lelekim. Literal translation is, Hashem spoke one, I heard two. Because strength is to Hashem. Now, this pasuk makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. What does this mean? Hashem spoke one and I heard two. And then the pasuk says, Ulecha Hashem chosed, and to you Hashem is kindness. Ki ata tishalem l'ish kemaseu, because you pay back man according to his actions. Now, this is difficult because that's not kindness. When you pay a person according to their actions, that's justice. That's not kindness. So why does the pasuk say, "Ulecha Hashem chosed"? To you, Hashem is kindness because you pay people back according to their actions. So I'd like to suggest the following: in the Sefer Sidurei Shel Shabbos, he explains what is the kavanas, what are the intentions that one should have during the period of Tosfos Shabbos. Tosfos Shabbos is the period before Shabbos that we take in Shabbos a little bit earlier. Now, there are many of us that in the summer take in Shabbos very early. But there is actually a halacha that one must take in Shabbos at least a few moments earlier than the Shabbos arrives, and we fulfill this usually by observing Shabbos from the Shkia and on, when really the halacha would be to observe Shabbos from Tzeis HaKechavim. We take in Shabbos at least from the Shkia and on. So that time of adding on to the Shabbos is called Tosfos Shabbos. And the Sidur Shel Shabbos explains to us what are supposed to be our kavanas, what are supposed to be our intentions, what are we supposed to be having in mind during that time of Tosfos Shabbos. And he explains that this period of Tosfos Shabbos is actually a preparation period for Shabbos. But within this preparation, there are two explanations. He explains the following. Usually, the mitzvahs that we do, by doing the mitzvah, we create what is called in the Zohar HaKodesh a Isra'usa de Lasata, which is an awakening from below. Meaning, we do something down here below, which causes a Isra'usa de La'ela, which causes an awakening above. Meaning, when we do acts of chesed, or we do acts of mitzvahs, through that we awaken Hashem's compassion above to shower ourselves and all of the world, which with a abundance of kedusha, spirituality, and as well as gashmias as well, parnasa, and everything that the world needs. So usually it works, it starts out below. We start by doing the mitzvah, we create the awakening, and then Hashem reciprocates with showering us with a flow of kedusha, ruchnias, and gashmias. That is the case by most of the mitzvahs. This is not the case by Shabbos. Says the Sidur Shel Shabbos, that Shabbos is totally Isra Usa de La'ilah, meaning the Kedusha that comes down on Shabbos comes down to this world regardless of our actions, regardless if we are deserving of it or not. The Kedusha of Shabbos is automatic, from above. Totally Isra Usa de Leila, totally an awakening from above. So what is our Avoida? If we don't have to be deserving of that Kedusha, so what do we need to do? Says the Tzedurah Shel Shabbos. For that we have the period of Tosfos Shabbos, in which we are to prepare ourselves by doing tshuva. Meaning, in order for us to be able to receive and accept that Kedusha, we have to be receptacles. We have to be vessels that are able to accept and hold on to that Kedusha. And the way to become a receptacle is by doing tshuva on the actions and the thoughts and the speech of the previous week or everything that precedes the Shabbos, thereby cleaning ourselves out and making ourselves a receptacle. And what is necessary, says the Siddur Shel Shabbos, is us to totally nullify ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to nullify our will to Hashem's will, totally subjugating ourselves to Hashem, thereby becoming a receptacle and a vessel for Kedusha, for the Kedusha of Shabbos. That is Kavana number one for the period of Tosfos Shabbos, which is the preparation time for Shabbos. Kavana number two, says the Siddur Shel Shabbos, is that what we are saying by taking in Shabbos a little bit earlier is that Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I know that you're giving us the Kedusha of Shabbos totally from above, and that we really have no part in the Kedusha of Shabbos, and we have no part in bringing that Kedusha of Shabbos. But Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we really want to have a part in that, in the mitzvah of Shabbos, just like we have a part in any other mitzvah. We would love to have a part into the mitzvah of Shabbos. So we're going to bring in Shabbos a little bit earlier. Before the Kedusha comes down from above, we are going to bring in that Kedusha a little bit earlier so we can have some shaychus, we can have some relationship to the Shabbos. That is Kavana number two, which is a beautiful thought of the love that we have for the Shabbos, that we also want to have part of it. So we bring in the Shabbos before the Kedusha descends from above. Now, I'd like to add to this second intention that I believe that when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sees how we would love to have our chelik, our portion, in the Kedusha of Shabbos, and therefore we take in Shabbos early just to have some part of it, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sees that, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam considers, when Hashem sees that, he considers as if the entire Kedusha of the Shabbos came down due to our doing. Since Hashem sees that we would have loved to do it all on our own, it's just the fact is not like that. Therefore, machshava toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzaref lemaisa, as we know, a good thought Hashem considers as if it is done. So since we have the good thought, not only a good thought, but we actually did whatever we could to bring in our own Kedusha into Shabbos, therefore Hashem considers it as if we brought about the entire Kedusha that we receive on Shabbos. Hashem considers to each and every person that brought in that Shabbos a little bit earlier, just in order to have a portion in it, Hashem considers it to that person, his entire Kedusha of Shabbos, as if he brought that all about on his own. And I'd like to suggest that perhaps we learn these two concepts of preparation for Shabbos from Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu. The first approach to the preparation of Shabbos, we learn from Avraham Avinu. We find in Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Vayera, that before Avraham began davening to Hashem, he also made a hachana, he also prepared himself. And the way he prepared himself was, he said to Rabbeinu Shloilam, Anoichi Ofar Ve'efer, I am dust and ashes, meaning I nullify myself totally to you. This is Avraham Avinu's hachana to tefillah. That's his preparation to tefillah. And we learn from that what our hachana needs to be to every mitzvah, to tefillah, and to Shabbos. If we want to be receptacles of the Kedusha of Shabbos, we must say to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Anoichi Ofar Ve'efer, I am but dust and ashes. I nullify myself totally to you. So the first approach is learned from Avraham Avinu. The second approach is learned from Yitzchak. Chazal tell us that a faroi shel Yitzchak, that the ashes of Yitzchak, having been burnt at the Akedah, are tzavru munach lefnei kisei hakavod. There is a pile of Yitzchak's ashes constantly in front of the kisei hakavod, in front of Hashem's holy throne. Now, how is that possible? Yitzchak was never burnt on the Mizbeach. How can his ashes possibly be in front of the Kisei HaKavod? The answer is that since Yitzchak did everything in his ability to be that carbon, to be slaughtered and burnt on the Mizbeach, Hashem considers it to Yitzchak as if he was slaughtered and burnt on the Mizbeach. And we learn from that that when Shabbos comes and the entire Kedusha comes from above, and we really can't add anything to that Kedusha, but when we do everything in our ability to do whatever we can to the point of taking in Shabbos a little bit earlier to show that we want to have our portion in the Kedusha of Shabbos, that Hashem considers it as if we brought about that entire Kedusha of Shabbos. So that we learn from Yitzchak. The name Ephraim, says the Daz Zakenim in Balei Tosfos in Parshas Miketz. The Daz Zakenim says that Yosef named Ephraim after Avram and Yitzchak. How is that? He says because Avram said, "Anoichi Ofar ve'Efer, I am dust and ashes." Efer is one time Efer. Yitzchak, it says that Yitzchak's Efer sits in front of the Kisei HaKavod. That's another time Efer. If you want to say two Efers, you say Ephraim. So it says the Daz Zakenim Balei Tosfos that Ephraim was named after Avram and Yitzchak because Avram was Efer and Yitzchak was Efer. And according to what we are saying, that these two Efers represent the two types of preparation that a Yid has to make before a mitzvah, and specifically before Shabbos. So the name Ephraim represents these two types of hachana. The hachana, the preparation of Anoichi Ofar Ve'efer, totally nullifying oneself to Hashem's will. And the Efer of Yitzchak, which is doing everything that is in our ability to the point that Hashem considers it as if we did the entire thing. And if you look into the pasuk that talks about Yosef's preparation for Shabbos, it says, "V'tavoyach tevach v'hachein." He slaughtered a slaughtering and prepared himself. And I'd like to suggest that this is referring once again to the two types of preparation. Tevoyach tevach, the slaughter of the slaughtering, is a reference to Akedas Yitzchak, the slaughtering of Yitzchak. Meaning Yosef did whatever was in his ability to add his own kedusha to the Shabbos, similar to Akedas Yitzchak, the Hachain, and then he prepared himself with the other concept of preparation, which is Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. Now we understand the Medrash. Of course, all of Yosef's brothers, all of the Shvatim observed Shabbos. But Yosef observed Shabbos ad shaloi nitna, meaning Yosef observed Shabbos before the Shabbos was given, meaning before Shabbos arrived, Yosef already observed Shabbos. Yosef added on to the Shabbos. Yosef prepared for the Shabbos. Yosef had Tosfos Shabbos. He observed Shabbos ad shaloi nitna, meaning not before the mitzvah of Shabbos was given, before the Shabbos was given. Before the Shabbos entered the world, Yosef was already observing Shabbos. And the proof the Medrash brings to this is v'tavoyach tevach v'hochein. He slaughtered a slaughtering and prepared. And as the Medrash says, whenever it says v'hochein, it means Erev Shabbos. He prepared for Shabbos. That's how he was unique. That's how he was different than all the rest of his brothers. Although, of course, the rest of the brothers observed Shabbos. Now, what is the reason that only a communal carbon can be brought on Shabbos and not an individual carbon? So I'd like to suggest that the reason is that a communal carbon atones for everyone. It atones for the entire community, whether or not they did tshuva, whether or not they're deserving or not. So, in essence, a communal carbon is Isra'usa de la'ela. It's an awakening from above. It's an atonement that comes from above, regardless of the actions of the community. It's a communal atonement. That can be brought on Shabbos because that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a Isra'usa de la'ela. It's an awakening from below, from above. It's a Kedusha that comes from above. So since Shabbos is a Kedusha that comes from above, and a Korban Tzibur, a communal Korban, is an atonement that comes from above, it is appropriate to bring a communal Korban on Shabbos. But an individual Korban, which is a Sreusa de Lesata, which is an awakening from below, a individual Korban is when the individual is prepared to do tshuva and then brings a Korban, then he is atoned for. That is an awakening from below. That cannot be brought on Shabbos because it doesn't match with the day. The day is a day of Kedusha from above. It's not a day of Kedusha from below. But Yosef HaTzadik, that prepared before Shabbos and added onto the Shabbos ad shalei nitna before it was given, because he wanted to have that his Shabbos should be a Sreusa de Lasata, that he should have his portion in the Shabbos as well. The reward for that is, says Hashem, I swear to you, Ben Bincha, your descendant will be the only one in the entire history that will bring an individual carbon on Shabbos. Because you made your Shabbos Isra'usa de Lasata, you made your Shabbos an awakening from below, you deserve that your descendant should be able to make his awakening from below by bringing his individual carbon on Shabbos. And which one of your descendants will do that? Ephraim. Two times Efer. The Efer of Yitzchak, the Efer of Avram, the two types of preparation that you, Yosef, made. V'tavoyach tevach v'hochein. Your descendant Ephraim, which represents those two Ephers, he will bring his korban on Shabbos. And now we understand the pasuk. Chazal tell us that Zachar v'Shamar b'dibur echad nemru. Hashem said, we find by the in Parshis Yisroi, when Hashem commands us the mitzvah of Shabbos, it says Zachar es yom haShabbos l'kadshoi. Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. And in Parshas Ve'eschanan, when this is repeated, it says, Shomar es yom haShabbos l'kadshoi. Observe the Shabbos. And Chazal say that Hashem said both of these at the exact same time. Zochar v'shomar. Ma she'ein ha'peh yochel adaber ve'eino oizin yochel l'shomoya. It is something that a human being cannot do. The human speech cannot speak two things at once. And human hearing cannot hear two things at once. But Hashem is able to say two things at once. So what was the purpose? If Hashem was going, if we had to hear it separately anyway, why did Hashem say, Zachu Hashem v'dibur echad? Why did Hashem say it together? The reason is because Hashem wanted to show us that Shabbos comes totally from above. You have no portion in the Shabbos. You have no portion in the Kedusha Shabbos. It's totally from above. It's something that ein hapeh yochel ledabur ve'ein ha'ozen yochel lishmoya. It's something that the human being has no input in whatsoever. It's totally from above. This, I believe, is what the pasuk is saying. Achas diber lekim. Hashem spoke one. Hashem said it all in one speech. Shtayim zushamati. I heard, we heard two. We heard Zachar and Shamar. And the pasuk hints to this because it says shtayim zushamati. The word zu is totally extra. It should have said shtayim shamati. We heard two. Shtayim zushamati. Zu is the acronym for Zachar v'Shamar. Shtayim zushamati. We heard Zachar v'Shamar. Why did Hashem do this? Ki oiz le'elokim, because all of the power of Shabbos comes from Hashem. It doesn't come from us. Finishes, concludes the pasuk, u'lecha Hashem chased, but to you Hashem is kindness. Ki ato tishalem le'ish k'maseu, because you reward the person as if it would all have been his work. If the person only is willing to show that he wants to put in his own input, that he wants a portion of the Kedusha Shabbos as well by taking in Shabbos a little bit earlier, by saying to the Rabbi Nishlan, we want to have our portion in this as well. The Rabbi Nishlan considers it as if we brought down that entire Kedusha on our own. Ulecha Hashem chased, to you Hashem is kindness. Ki ata teshalom le'ish k'maseu, you pay back a person as if it would have been totally his own actions. So what we are to take from this is, first of all, the importance of making a hachana before any mitzvah, before davening, and what the hachana needs to be is anechi ofra ve'efer, making ourselves receptacles for the Kedusha that comes from above, specifically when it comes to Shabbos, to understand what our hachana is all about, what that taking in that early Shabbos is all about, wanting to have our portion of the Kedusha of Shabbos, using that time to do tshuva, to be able to be receptacles, to accept the Kedusha of Shabbos. And that's chus. The Rabbeinu Shalom considers it as if we bring down all of that Kedusha. May we be zoicha to be true Avdei Hashem, and that the Rabbeinu Shalom should have a tremendous nachas from us. Shkoyach for listening, everybody.